Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming, Sheila. Is this your first time in Indianapolis?
It is my first time in Indianapolis, and I'm excited about being here.
Oh, we have to give you the world tour of Indianapolis. A lot's going on in the city. Most importantly, with the Lynx and the historic O'Neill home being decorated by fabulous Indiana designers, and you get to judge this year. So how do you feel about the judging process?
I'm very excited about it, and I can't wait to see what the designers have come up with.
So what do you look for in design in a home? You know, for most of us, we're just happy to have some furniture and, you know, and a mirror.
Well, in addition to rooms that hopefully are beautiful, which I'm sure they will be, the rooms also have to be functional. It just depends on the individual space, and we'll see what the designers came up with.
Sheila, you've been named America's Best Designer by CNN and Time Magazine. When did you know that you wanted to be an interior designer?
I think I decided I wanted to become a designer in my mid-20s. You know, I'd had a few false starts about my career, but I knew I wanted to work in a creative profession. I wanted to work in business, but also the arts, and try to combine the two. Mm-hmm. And I got a job through the New York Times Classified, working for an architectural firm, and that's where my career started.
And with your drive and passion, things just took off for you, Sheila, even starring in your own show on the Fine Living Network.
Yeah, I did 4 seasons on the Fine Living Network. Gave a lot of design advice if you watched my show.
Yes, and we'll talk about some design advice, definitely. On leaving Fine Living, you've been through a lot in the last couple of years. Where did you draw your strength from? Because, you know, in reading about you and your journey, you seem to attack things head on. Like, it's either go hard or go home. I'm going to handle it.
Well, I try. I guess that's just sort of part of my personality. I was, during the final season of my television show, I was diagnosed with alopecia areata, which is a very common autoimmune skin disease, which basically causes you to lose your hair. And I made the decision at that time to shave my head rather than wearing wigs or toupees. And it was a very difficult time, particularly, you know, as a woman to lose your hair. I was close to 40.
It's part of you.
It had been part of me certainly for, you know, almost the past 40 years, and then to suddenly not have it, and especially to go through something, you know, so private but in a public way, because I really, you know, transformed physically from someone who had a lot of hair, you know, to someone who didn't have any. I just kind of dug in, gave myself a chance to kind of grieve that loss, you know, in terms of, you know, losing my hair. And I think just, you know, having faith that things would get better, trying to surround myself with good friends and family and people who cared, and I know, realizing at the end of the day it was more about what was in my head rather than what was on my head that was important to most people.
Absolutely. We can't wait to see you out and about at the O'Neill home, the Circle City chapter of the Lynx, putting on this wonderful event. You can get more information at CircleCityLynx.org. And Sheila, we're going to play a little game now. We're going to test your design skills and help out many in Indianapolis with their design choices. We're going to play a game. Perfect room, perfect color.
Okay.
Okay. So what's the best color for the kitchen?
I love yellow for a kitchen. Yellow can be hard to work with, but for some reason, I just think, you know, because it's so sunny, I love just bright colors for a kitchen. I get a little tired of all white kitchens. People tend to, not be very creative when it comes to decorating their kitchens or choosing colors for their kitchen. So I don't know, something bright and cheerful and sunny. So I think yellow maybe.
Okay, living room?
Living room, something, you know, kind of soothing, probably a more neutral shade, because most people spend a lot of time in their living rooms.
Yes.
So, you know, somewhere in the beige, creamy sort of family, you know, shades of blue or green, any color that, you know, is kind of relaxing and soothing that you don't mind seeing on the walls, you know, for many hours of the day.
Right. And the bedroom?
The bedroom also should be soothing. I think more important than color should be the fact that, you know, maybe you should not have a television in your bedroom, although I'm sure a lot of people would have a hard time doing that. But, you know, pale, soft greens, pale, soft blues, any quiet colors, I think are perfect for a bedroom.
you know, restful, relaxation.
Yes,
you
exactly.
kind of want to promote that
exactly.
kind of vibe.
That kind of vibe.
Okay. Now, you know, we're upon the holiday season. Family's going to be coming into town.
Yeah.
What are your best tips for decorating your guest room or guest area for the holidays?
Well, I think guest rooms should be fun. I mean, I think that's guest rooms are a great room to introduce color because you're not going to be in that space for any significant period of time, or hopefully your guests won't stay for too long. So, you know, bright colors and, you know, just making your guests feel welcome, you know, whether it's, you know, bringing in a pair of slippers or a nice aromatherapy candle or a lavender scented sachet,
you know,
small things to make, you know, your guests feel comfortable, I think, or, you know, it's nice to do a little extra touches,
or,
you know, of decorating, you know, when you're expecting company for the holidays.
Making them feel cozy.
Exactly.
Okay, so today is a Thankful Thursday on the show. What are you thankful for, Sheila?
Well, I'm thankful that I was invited here to Indianapolis, aww. And I'm very excited about being here. But I'd say, you know, I'm thankful that I get to do something that I love every day. Yeah, I think that's what I'm thankful for today. Life is good.
Excellent. Well, you know, you have a new book out, The Bald Mermaid. Actually, headed over to your book signing now. Tell us a little bit about your book. From reading about it, this is not the designer, Sheila Bridges. This is Sheila Bridges living her life.
That's true. Design is the backdrop of the book, but the book is really about me, you know, and on a more personal level. I think there's great pictures and designs and things in the book for anyone who is a little bit of a design junkie. But, you know, it's more personal vignettes about things that I sort of struggle with, or stories about, you know, about race, about self-identity, about beauty, about relationships, about family. And I just, you know, decided to write about all of those topics and things that are meaningful to me.
Pick it up in stores now or download it to your Kindle. It's a must read for the holidays. If you want to bond, you know, on a Sex in the City type of vibe, I'm hearing about a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Are we headed to the silver screen with this one?
I don't know. Maybe. Hopefully.
All right. We're going to knock on wood, right?
Yes.
We're going to keep this thing going. Best of luck to you and all you do. I know you're headed over to your book signing now, you know, at the O'Neill home. It is at 1040 West 42nd Street on the Christian Theological Seminary campus. Stop by today from 4 until 6. They can still purchase tickets now. All right. You can go head over to the website, get all the details, CircleCityLinks.org, or you can check out their Facebook page as well. Saw that last night. Love it, ladies. The house is going to be open to the public November 23rd through November 26th, and then again November 29th through December 1st from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then on Sunday is a great family outing. You should go definitely check it out from 12 noon until 7 p.m. I just won't be bringing my 8-year-old. He might break something, and that will go towards his Santa holiday list, and we don't want that to happen.
No, okay. You don't.
So when will you be finalizing the winners and so on and so forth at the home?
I'm going to be going over to the house this afternoon, and then I think tomorrow I'll be very focused about making my decision
okay.
on who the winner is going to be, but I'm very excited about it.
All right. Indie designers, watch out. Sheila Bridges is in the city, and she's ready to definitely see what you have to offer. You never know what this could lead to, okay? All right. An endorsement from Sheila Bridges is a beautiful thing. Where can one find you on Facebook and Twitter? I know that you tweet out design tips from time to time.
I do. I'm Harlem Twal Girl on Twitter. And Facebook is just under Sheila Bridges.
Excellent.
So easy to find. And my website is SheilaBridges.com.
Yes, a beautiful wallpaper. You got to check it out, my friends. Thank you so much, Sheila, for stopping by.
Well, thank you for having me.